I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Okay, what would be your first stop after you robbed a bank? Where do you think you'd go first?
The hideout.
The hideout?
Yeah. I'm like, don't spend the money. Didn't Goodfellas teach you anything?
Don't
sit on it.
Money. Right. Yeah, that's probably what you should do. But our guy Sam Reeves, 32-year-old Sam Reeves from Florida, Gainesville, FLA, he was hungry. So he made his first stop. Right after he robbed the bank, he headed over to the KFC last Thursday after he had more than $10,000 from the Wells Fargo Bank. Old Sammy strolled in there and told the teller he needed some money. The teller asked if he had a debit card. And he said, no, that's not how this is working. This is a robbery. Give me all the money in your bank. Well, the teller gave him the money that was in her drawer, $10,000, and asked if he wanted a bag. That's pretty polite. Would you like a bag?
Yeah.
I would say you're robbing me. I'm not giving you any bags.
Nothing.
You got to carry it with your hands. He said yes and then thanked her. Sammy thanked the teller. Well, thank you for the bag. He then took the bag with more than $10,000, left the bank, and walked through the parking lot, and then saw the KFC across the street and headed right over there, sat next to a woman, asked her for a smoke, and ordered something from the colonel. Well, it gave cops plenty of time to go find him, and they got him with his bag of money.
I see a new KFC commercial with a new colonel coming up here. You know, they're always bringing in the new colonel.
Colonel Clyde, the bank robber.
And finally, out of Berkeley, the Bay Area, big drug bust. And Monday, police showed up at a residence and found nearly 700 pounds of psilocybin magic mushrooms, they say with a street value of over $1 million. And then there was a massive cultivation and sales operation of the drug right next door. Cop says, I've been a cop for 17 years, and it's very rare to see mushrooms in this quantity. And so they arrested a 37-year-old woman and her 35-year-old boyfriend who refused to open the door. They ended up opening the door and coming out later, and that's when they were caught. But, yeah, 700 pounds of magic mushrooms worth $1 million. Cops said they came after there was calls of a disturbance going on with a couple arguing. I don't know if they were arguing with each other or the wizard in the corner that is, you know, dancing around or whatever's happening there in the apartment. I have no idea. The black cat that's talking to him. The home that the police went to, John, was on the 1700 block of Alcatraz Avenue. So they might not even have to change their address.
I can't believe it's news.
Out to the Big Rock.